The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
I tell you what, if you turn on the news, it doesn't matter if you're looking at local news or national news, you will hear about changes in our nation, in our world, in our state, locally. You're going to hear about data centers. You're going to hear about AI and new technology. You're going to hear about new forms of transportation. You're going to hear about man's plans, our plans on building a station on the moon, and even plans eventually to send man to Mars. These are all stuff that's being discussed, some of them a lot sooner, and it's hard to grasp the new changes that are coming along. It's hard to grasp those new things that are out there that we hear about. This new AI stuff that's coming along where they got robots. And you can't even go into Taco Bell and order and talk to somebody. You got to use those kiosk machines or whatever they're called now. And I can't figure those things out. I need to talk to somebody who's breathing. So it's hard for me to accept the changes that are out there a lot of times. But experts call it ROC, the rate of change. Okay? It's not just the change that's hard to grasp, but it's the rate that things are changing, how fast things are changing in our world today that's hard to grasp. Just think about the way we do things in our different jobs now compared to the way we used to. There was an observation made, and it is called Moore's Law, and it's about transition and the processing power of computers and technology. But it says that the processing power of our computers, of our technology, doubles every 2 years. And over the decades of observation, since that has been observed, that has held true. There's an article in Forbes that observed that if this Moore's Law remains true, that if processing powers double every 2 years, that roughly in 5 years, because of everything from now, the next 5 years, our technology will be roughly 30 times better than it is now. 10 years, we're looking at 1,000 times better than it is now. 20 years, we're looking at 1,000,000 times more advanced than we are right now. Now, let's think about that. 20 years ago, there was not an iPhone. An iPhone did not exist 20 years ago. In fact, in 1983 was the first time that a handheld mobile phone came out for the public to purchase. 2007, roughly 24 years later, the first iPhone came out. iPhone 1 came out. Now, I don't know about you, and I'm not going to go back and check, but you can pretty much guarantee that from that first handheld device in 1983 to that first iPhone 1, it was probably 1,000,000 times better. Now we're looking at iPhone 17 is the newest one, I think. Maybe 18, I don't know. But we advance in our technology and our capabilities. In that same article, in the Forbes article, it said, don't blink, you might miss a seismic shift in technology because things change so often. Now, that being said, our planet still spins on its same axis at the same speed as it did when Jesus walked on the earth during biblical times. Approximately 1,000 miles an hour at the equator. The planet has not sped up in how fast it rotates, how fast it spins. It has not sped up, but we in our technology have continued to advance. And I'm telling y'all, it's advanced way beyond. It's hard for me to work my television sometimes. I have to holler at Emma to come in there when I can't figure out what's wrong with the TV. And when she moves out of the house, I guess I'm just going to be in trouble. We're in a world that changes every single moment. Every single day. Technology and knowledge increase at a rate of change that can be mind-boggling. I mean, I guess I always thought that one day we might have a space station on the moon. I thought that might be possible. But now they're saying within the next 5 years, we could be sending people to Mars. Now that seems pretty crazy to me. But there's a lot smarter people out there than I am. But you know what? This increase of knowledge and technology was actually predicted in the Bible. According to Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, the last days will be filled with people running to and fro. But stop right there. Think about all the people that travel every day across this world. Jump on planes and run up north or run out west to meetings. They travel around. We just get on planes and we go here, there, and yonder every time. We're going to and fro. In the last days, we'll be filled with people running to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. That's exactly what we were just talking about with Moore's Law. Our ability to do things, our computer stuff, the processing power, the knowledge that we have is increasing. Now, change and technology are not all bad. Some of them I would question. But they're not all bad. I'm very grateful for positive changes that bring advancement and improvements. I don't think any one of us would like to go back to the time before they had indoor plumbing. That was a change that was good. I believe electricity is a change that we would not want to get rid of. Instant communication. I like to be able to get in touch with my children at the spur of the moment if they'll answer the phone when I call. Sometimes they block me. I believe automobiles. We wouldn't like to go back to the horse and buggy. It might be fun to go on a vacation where you go horseback riding or even go riding in a wagon, but I want to get there by automobile or even a plane. And I definitely do not want to go back to the time before air conditioning, especially down here in Louisiana. So those changes are all good. But the greatest change that we'll ever experience is what happens to us when we place our faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It's the greatest change that will ever happen. And it's a continuous change. 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, He is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now that's a change. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new in Christ. I'm telling you right now, there's lots of things in my life that I'm glad are no longer a part of my life because of Christ. Because I've asked Him to come into my heart and save me. And there's things that are different about me than before. There are things that are different about you. Think about before you became a Christian. Well, don't think about before you became a Christian. Think about after you became a Christian. Things still aren't the same since you became a Christian. It says you became new and all things are changed, but let's face it, it didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen just because you prayed a prayer to ask Jesus to come into your heart. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, we all are being transformed into the same image of glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord. Let me explain that to you in wage terms. You become a Christian, and then you grow in Christ. And you change. It says, from glory to glory, my likeness in Christ changes as I grow. As I live in Christ's presence, my life changes. As I worship Him, my life changes. As I behold God and what God has done, not only to my life, but to lives of those around me, I see His power in their lives, my life changes. As I study God's Word, and as I read and learn more about who He is and the powers that He has, what He can do, my life changes. So we go from glory to glory. We are saved, but then as we grow in Christ, we become more like Him. It doesn't happen overnight. And you've got to understand that. It takes time. It takes growth. It takes you being around other Christians, because the Scripture says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. So we help each other become the people that God wants us to be. It's not overnight. But we have to live in His presence, worship, behold, and study God's Word. And then the Holy Spirit comes in and starts a process from within to change us. Does that mean everything, every bad sin, everything that you gave over to God is just automatically going to go away? No, you've got to learn to deal with those things because Christ wants you to deal with them. Listen, you and I have to put some effort into it. You're not going to change if you don't want to change. You have to put some effort into becoming a Christian. That means maybe we quit hanging around some of the people that we used to hang around. Maybe you got to make some changes in your life. You just don't just change overnight just because you said a prayer. Oh, you're saved. 1,000%. If you ask Jesus to come into your heart, you're saved. But that doesn't mean you're going to be some awesome Christian overnight. That's not the way it works. I'm not going to be a good ball player just because I joined a baseball team. Just because I'm a member of the team doesn't mean I can go out and be starting pitcher. Doesn't mean I'm going to have a position in the lineup. I got to do my work. I've got to become a better player. Well, it takes effort to be the Christian and the individual God wants us to be. It just doesn't happen overnight. We're constantly being transformed with the help of the Holy Spirit. But it takes us willing to do our part also. There's another great change for Christians besides just what we see on earth. One day, 1 Corinthians 15, 51 and 52, when Jesus comes again, we will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trumpet, we shall be changed. Verse 53 says, we'll take off this corruptible body and put on an incorruptible. We'll get rid of the mortal and put on immortality. We will be changed when Christ comes again. So as a Christian, at the time of my salvation, I'm changed. I become a member of the family of God at the time of my salvation. Then I become more like Christ. I'm being changed. Right now, I'm being changed because I'm spending time trying to learn about God more. And then I will be changed when Christ comes again. Those changes are wonderful. God promises that process of change. Philippians 1:6, he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ. God promises to work in our lives if we will follow him to change us up until the day Christ comes, and then that's when we're changed completely in the twinkling of an eye. I am glad that I'm not the same person that I used to be. I'm glad that I'm not the same person I was last week, because God continues to show me how to live and what he wants me to do. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But we're learning to become more like Christ. The Holy Spirit is at work in me, teaching me, helping me to change my ways and follow God each day. That's a change that we need. Are you being changed? First, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Next, are you living in God's presence? If you are a Christian, if you've already made that profession of faith, are you living in God's presence? Are you worshiping him? Are you beholding him? And I'm not talking just on Sunday mornings. This is an everyday when I wake up attitude. Are you studying his word? That's what makes a difference in our life. Some changes in this world we might not need. I don't know. I'm still on the edge on this data center stuff. I don't really know much about it. I don't really know. Maybe it's going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. I don't know yet. All these AI things and these robots, I'm not real sure about them yet. I like to talk to somebody who's breathing. I'm not real sure. Some changes we may or we may not need. But there's one change that each and every one of us needs, and that is a change of Christ in our life. But it takes a first step by us. It takes a willingness by us to do what God wants us to do. Are you doing that? Have you done that? Let's pray. Lord, we just come to you today and we thank you so much for loving us. And Lord, we look around and we see change all the time around us in this world. Some of it's good and some of it we're just not so sure about yet. But Lord, your word tells us about change that happens in our lives. About change that you want to bring to us. And Lord, I pray that we allow that. I pray that we accept that change and that we follow you. Lord, if there's somebody here today that needs to make a decision, maybe it's a decision for you, I pray that that would be what they decide to do. Lord, it may be a decision that they want to join this church, this family, I pray that if that's what you would have them do, they would do that. But Lord, most importantly, we just want to follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.